SBS Radio.
Drage poslušalke in spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS na ta dan, sobota 27. julija 2019. Upam, da uživate v poslušanju in sem vesel, da lahko predstavim znanega člana slovenske skupnosti v Geelongu, ki je bil ponovno izvoljen predsednik slovenskega društva Ivan Cankar in to je nam vsem dobro poznan gospod Karlo Bole. Karlo, ta imam sedaj na telefonski liniji in ga lepo pozdravljam. Karlo, dobar dan v naši slovenski oddaji na Radio SBS. Welcome to our Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Dobar dan, Lenti.
Firstly, congratulations on behalf of our listeners on once again being re-elected as the president of the Slovenian Association Ivan Cankar in Geelong. We understand that you had an AGM on the 14th of July this year. Tell us more about that and what else is new at the association.
We held the AGM on Sunday afternoon after the normal Sunday lunch. And went through the usual agenda of everyone filing their reports and of the old committee, which was all accepted. And then we proceeded to disband and elect the new office bearers for 2019-2020. As you've just said, I was elected president, and we have two vice presidents, Melinda Mrak and Angela Stante. Our secretary is Julia Rusik, who's my daughter, third generation Slovenian. Treasurer is my brother, Peter Boll. The bar manager is Angela Stante, who continues over a number of years. I, this coming year, will be the kitchen coordinator. I have been apprentice chef to Joe Mutkovic and Loiska Kuha, so I've got a few ticks against my name in that regard. I'll also be doing the members registrar, which is a reasonably easy job, doesn't take up a lot of time. Our archives coordinators will be, again, Lydia Shushin and Sonia Rezel. Peter Boll, my brother, will be sports coordinator. Frank Stanko continues on his good work as being the school coordinator slash president. And then for buildings and grounds, Joe Mutkovic will again take up those reins along with assistance from various others. And our supervisory committee, we have President Roland Mrak for the second year in a row, and the members of the committee also are Dan Furlan and Matilda Martincic. I need to add that we have two new members of the committee this year as ordinary members, and that's Noel Butler and Steve Rizzonia. Noel's been a member for a number of years, and Steve has just moved here from the United States after a sojourn in Melbourne. It's a committee that's made up mainly of second generation, with the exception of Joe and Lydia.
A lot is discussed about a lack of interest from the second and third generation. You don't seem to have that issue at the Slovenian Association Ivan Cankar in Geelong.
The committee's a dynamic team, and that's what we do. We work as a team. There are a few others that contribute, and they are first and second generation. We still need to entice a lot more of our second generation members to attend more frequently and entice more membership from whoever wishes to join. Our school is actually running quite well. We've got 11 to 12 members, mature age students, with another two being added and a possibility of another two as well. So it's growing great guns. Really excited about that.
Fabulous. We've heard that your lunches on the second Sunday of every month have proven to be very, very successful. What else is taking place?
We're doing a reasonable amount of maintenance. I mean, the club rooms are quite aged now, so there's some repair work to be done, but we're also building new stuff. We've had a playground outside for 2 to 3 years and just recently applied for a grant so we can put some sunshades up, and that will hopefully get more children out there protected from the sun. We're also going to have in 2020 the CSOV Festival again at our premises.
Okay.
We had it last year, and due to circumstances, we're holding it again this year. And we'd like to make it a little bit bigger. I've been in discussions with the CEO of Diversitate here in Geelong and told him what my ideas are, and that is to invite a lot more of the ethnic communities that are members of Diversitate to join us in the celebration and provide us a taste of their foods. Something akin to, but on a smaller scale, to Paco Festa.
that's a fantastic idea to show us off to the wider Australian multicultural community.
And to do that, we're embarking on repurposing a room at the club to turn it into a display room to display national costume, works of art, handicrafts, things of that nature. We've recently had donated dresses and drapes. The drapes are over 120 years old from a lady who was born in Trieste who works at the Versitat. Her name's Grazia Frimpton. It's dresses made by her, her sister, a tablecloth made by her mother, and the drapes belong to her grandmother. So she donated them and they'll be on display for all to see. We've had it on display at a couple of lunches, but it really needs something a bit more permanent. So the room's going to be fitted out and we'll be already have put a call out for either donations or long-term loan for things that people have brought with them or have made using their knowledge from their Slovenian heritage.
Carl, thank you so much for joining us today on the Slovenian program. We wish all of you the very best in the coming year and look forward to hearing from you more often about events and happenings down in Geelong. Hvala Karlo Šenkrat da si se nam pridružio tukaj u Slovenski odaj na Radio SBS. Želimo vam sve najbolje pri vašem delu v tem letu in še tako naprej.
Thanks for your congratulations and thanks for your well wishes. And I'm sure the whole team will work very hard to make Geelong the best club that we can.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.